A very well-known passage in the book of Acts is the call of Paul to Europe. In chapter 16, in verse 6, we read, "And they went through the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been forbidden by the Holy Spirit to speak the word in Asia, which would be northwestern Turkey, modern northwestern Turkey. And when they had come up to Mysia, they attempted to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them. So passing by Mysia, they went down to Troas, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia was standing there, urging him and saying, 'Come over to Macedonia and help us.' And when Paul had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go on into Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them." This, in the book of Acts, is the call to spread the gospel news as far west and northwest as Europe. Well, that call to Paul in the book of Acts echoes thousandfold throughout the history of the church. And that call comes to us here this morning from Riga, Latvia. As I have mentioned before, Latvia was under long suppression, first through the atrocious Nazi regime during Second World War II, beginning and during the war, and then after the Second World War under Soviet occupation till 1989. When President Clinton later visited the city of Riga and came to the Statue of Liberty in the central square, it was a huge marker for the history of Latvia to slowly move towards liberty. There's an extremely long and complicated and very colorful history to Riga. Latvia was part of the Hanse trade in the medieval times, and there was much interaction with English, German, and Dutch businessmen who brought the gospel to Latvia. In fact, there's a letter that exists from Luther that he wrote to one of his former students who went back to Riga, who was a Latvian, a student who had been taught at the University of Wittenberg. Since the decline and the collapse of Soviet communism, of which Latvia was a satellite state, there has been some spiritual awakening. And Dr. Van Groningen, some of you may know him still, established a Reformed seminary there, which is now called Baltic Reformed Theological Seminary, and it is sponsored by a St. Louis-based mission called ITEM, International Theological Education Missions. It was formerly known as Christ for Russia. Dr. David Ludwig is the president here in St. Louis. There are small beginnings in Riga, a small seminary, a few Reformed churches. There's outreach to Latvians. There's outreach to Lithuanians to the south, and also, obviously, to many Russians who still live in Latvia and who are eager to receive Latvian citizenship so they would not have to return back to Russia. I have had the distinct honor of preaching at the oldest Reformed church in Riga that goes back to the 16th century. Very beautiful and amazing history of that one little church. I received a history of that church written in German a few years ago when I traveled there. Well, how does this call to Riga sound this morning? I received a message from Pastor Alvis Sauka, who asked, "Can you come and teach on the authority and inspiration of Scripture? Can you come teach in Acts and Pauline epistles? Can you come teach on Colossians?" There are 1,001 questions being asked by this and many other people there. 2 days ago, a call reached me. "Can you bring communion cups and a laptop?" And I believe Ken Harris, who's going with me on that trip, will transport that. If he doesn't know about that yet, he will find out shortly. I received a message from one of the students there, Martin Martinson. He says, "I'm writing a thesis at the University of Latvia on Karl Barth. Can you bring 2 books on the subject?" I received a message from Pastor Ungars Gulbrings. Ungars, I have already mentioned here once before. He says, you and your friend Ken Harris arrive next Sunday, March 26th at 12:45 at Riga Airport. Our church service starts at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Can you preach? Just forget about jet lag. The seminary coordinator, Artis Selman, says, please fill out the forms for Latvia University as your course on Colossians will be offered not only at the small seminary, but it is an accredited course at the Secular University of Latvia, where people who do not know Christ study theology. Last time I taught there, the director of the MA and PhD program of Latvia University attended some of my lectures. He was trained in communist Moscow, holds a degree in comparative religions, and appears to be a Marxist structuralist. I'm not going to go into that, but that basically means all language is a means of power, and especially religious language is a means of power. We had very interesting contact and interaction with him. Today, we get to participate in the call from Riga through prayer and through you sending us out, Ken and myself. Why are you coming along anyway, Ken? Do we know the reason? Oh, I see. He says my wife asked him to come as my chaperone, so I can understand that. Pastor Fred Harrell from the City Church in San Francisco and our own former John Harrelson, pastor now in Seattle, have exciting partnerships with various Riga churches and have a reciprocal, invigorating relationship with the people there. Where are we going, Ken and I? Into a very postmodern world. It is completely infiltrated with cell phones, with sexually suggestive posters, with an anxious need to catch up with the Western world and its materialism. There's an old city, and outside of the city there are many concrete blocks stemming from the former communist housing development. You can go in tramways and you can find an old lady with two buckets of mushrooms that she had just collected that morning, getting ready to go to market to sell them. There's an excellent ballet, excellent opera, excellent symphony. Lots of nice restaurants and cafes, one in particular, but I'm not going to tell you the name of it. If you are interested, you can give support to ITEM here in St. Louis and just contact me for that particular connection. Ken Harris is actually coming along to see what the work in Riga looks like and perhaps to discern whether he and Don should participate in the work there in one way or another. This call that reaches us is basically a call for you to pray for us. I'm leaving this Friday to be able to visit my mother on Saturday, and then Ken and I are joining up next Sunday morning in Amsterdam to respond to this yet new call to Macedonia. Thank you very much.